Hello and welcome back to Second Take Movies, where we give movies a second look, second chance, second take, if you will. I'm your host, Preston Jenkinson, and joining me is the man that told Walton Goggins that he loved him, is Jake Twito.
I love Walter Goggins. I really do. He's my best friend. I love Walter Goggs, baby. I'm gogging all day.
Oh, Wally Goggs.
Dude, I've been gogging it up. Don't even ask what that means. It's a good verb. Look, next week, Fallout comes out. I'm going to poop my pants.
Oh, so, yeah. I forgot about that. It comes out on my birthday. So,
dude, you got a great birthday then. I mean, happy birthday early, but screw you, Fallout. Got to gog it up with the goggers.
This week, it's probably the...
Okay, let's
this
just
is not
it. Preston, let me rip the bandaid off. I suggested this.
Yeah.
I'm batting really low on my suggestions, okay? There are some winners.
No, we've had some winners.
This is not one of those. This was the perfect... You and I both were in high school when this came out. You didn't see it. I did see it.
Yeah.
It's... yeah.
It is not the dumbest thing we watched. Yeah. That... solely belongs to
Sky Captain.
No, Kung Fury. Start to say Kung Fu Hustle.
Second one's still coming out, buddy. Just you wait.
Hot Rod,
get your stash on, get a moped and race it all around.
Self-proclaimed stuntman Rod Kimball is preparing for the jump of his life to clear 15 buses to raise money for his abusive stepfather Frank's life-saving heart surgery.
The original plot of this movie, or what they told people it was about, was a sex offender needs money to not go to jail and has to do stunts.
No. Well, I'm glad they switched it.
I think that's what they did on like the talk show circuit, just to be stupid.
But, that sounds like him.
This is a movie I think where I like everybody in it.
I liked everybody in it.
McShane is in this turd.
Yeah, dude. Like, what the hell?
Give me that plaza, boy.
Sean Axmaker from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer said Hot Rod is a cousin to the comedies of Will Ferrell, for whom it was developed, with a younger skew, a kooky 80s nostalgia, complete with a pitch-perfect synthesizer score by Trevor Rabin, and a low-key amiability that keeps you rooting for Rod and company to triumph.
Now, I will tell you, the score is fantastic. I loved it. And... they're dead on. This movie was for Will Ferrell. Like, they got the script. Will Ferrell wasn't going to do it. So then the Lonely Island Boys,
I think he produced it though.
Rewrote it. Yeah, he still produced. Still got producer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, again, you and I watching like Zoolander 2.
Ugh.
I don't know if it's a bad movie or if it's just. It doesn't click anymore. Anchorman 2.
It was a bad movie.
Same thing, yeah. So it's just like, all right, I think this era is kind of over.
But it's kind of coming back a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence and No Hard Feelings this year. Or last year.
Is that the one where she's banging some like preteen?
Well, not really, but...
Sorry, like... that's a terrible... But that's the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched Stanley's... Ricky Stanicki.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
That was good. That was a good one.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Just like, we'll save it because I'm going to say, just like Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Just, Nego. You can give your own if you want to.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone.
Freaking with a very, Dick Travers.
Okay. Very, very short review. I laughed, then I wished it was funnier, then I wished it would end.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
And before we get into anything, we're talking
brought to you by Schweppes.
I like to use this quote anytime I talk about comedy with anybody, The author E.B. White said, analyzing humor is like dissecting a frog. Few people are interested, and the frog dies of it. So,
yeah,
we are talking about comedy, which is very subjective, but we're still looking at this as a movie.
I enjoy this movie. I saw it when it was funnier to me. Mm-hmm. So there's some, not nostalgic, but some like, yeah, okay.
I feel the same way about Superbad.
Yeah, yeah, that's a perfect thing.
That came out when I was in high school, and I was like, and it's still funny to me to this day.
This thing starts out, you meet your main character, Rod Kimball, who apparently his father is dead.
Dad is dead.
And was a respectable is the right word, but he is respectable stuntman that works for Evel Knievel.
It's what he's been told.
He does the stunts before my boy does them.
Yeah.
And he wants to follow in his footsteps and be a great stuntman.
But he does it on a moped.
Does it on a moped. But his stepfather's Frank, who's Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Which is wild, just...
because he comes home every day and fights him for no reason.
Yeah, they fight fully, like... the end of the movie, it's a full-on fight.
Yeah, they're tearing up that basement in every scene.
Which, it's the lampoonishness of this. Yeah. I feel like that's the right word, is like all these lampoonish movies just...
yeah.
And stupidity. I mean, like, we'll see it in a minute, but there's like a 45-minute-and-a-half scene of him falling down a mountain.
That was actually funny.
I loved it. I loved it so much. And that's where I like this movie. There's moments like that where I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like the first scene just sets up him and like this is what him and his friends do. I don't know how old this guy's supposed to be. I guess in his 20s.
So my note too is like how old, because all his friends seem like they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
They all look like 40-year-olds.
They all look like 40, but I think Andy Samberg and them were like maybe early 30s. When they made this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Also, before I forget to say this, Danny McBride's in this movie, and I love Danny McBride.
Danny McBride's so awesome. Eastbound and, like, and Down is like...
top tier.
Top tier comedy.
And
like, HBO.
Righteous Gemstones to me, dude, it is up there.
I haven't seen any of that.
Oh, dude, it for you and I South Carolina people, it does an itch. It, yeah. There's a thing where people don't know. Danny McBride moved to Charleston, South Carolina.
I didn't know that.
He moved from LA to Charleston during Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
And he was like, I love this place. I wonder why
the Myrtle Beach Pelicans ended up in Eastbound and Down.
Yep. Vice Principals, Eastbound and Down, Righteous Gemstones. It's all East Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, Danny McBride talked... I listened to this on the... I can't remember his friend's name, and I feel bad because he's hilarious, too. But Shane Gillis's podcast. They talked to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I moved to Charleston, and I talked all my friends to move with me. So, like, 4 families and kids, they all moved together.
Wow.
So, he's a Charleston... you know, Kanye West came to visit him in Charleston. My boy Kanye.
Mm.
Do you want to have a new segment for Kanye?
No. I know. Damn. He replaced his teeth for $800,000. I saw that.
Don't you listen to the media. It's a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about.
Well, when he's got the vampire teeth in his mouth, it's kind of...
hey, new James Bond, new Jaws. Which, let's go ahead and hit it. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah.
I wanted Idris Elba.
Idris Elba...
he's too old.
Too old.
Yeah.
And he's not going to sign up for five movies. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Which is like what I believe the minimum is what they're going to do.
I think Aaron Taylor Johnson's freaking rad.
Yeah. He's...
I'm all for it, but I'm like,
he's still young. He's like around our age. And he can do multiple movies and it not feel like, why is grandpa shooting people?
Yeah, and at least he likes guns. You know, Daniel Craig's an anti-gun nut.
They made him a lot of money. He also said he's not going to leave his kids any money.
Dude, if I had kids and they don't deserve it, I wouldn't leave them little crackers nothing. You know, my luck, AI's going to pick that comment up and give that to you of Jake's not leaving his cracker kids anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get a great fight scene. You meet Rod, you meet his brother, Bart
Stepbrother.
Squad. His name is Jorma. The actor's name is Jorma. That's all I'm going to be able to do.
Jorma Taccone, directed by... This is like a Lonely Island movie, directed by Kiva Schaefer and with Andy Samberg and Jorma Taccone.
Again, I love all these people.
Yeah, they're great.
I just even now, I'm like, oh yeah, these guys are hilarious. So you meet them.
Well, you immediately go to, and I giggled the whole time. They're gonna do a six pool.
Yeah, he's hyping up, jumping over the public pool on a moped.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but in between all this, we meet our love interest of the movie, played by Isla Fisher.
I forget. Yeah, she shows up before. You're right.
Yeah. I can't remember the character's name.
I keep wanting to say Stacy, but that's not...
Denise. Yeah. And she has a shitty boyfriend played by Will Ferrell. Not Will Ferrell.
Jeez. Arnett.
Will Arnett.
His brother's name's Kevin, by the way. I had to write all this in my notes.
Yeah.
Which Denise doesn't have a last name. Neither does Bill Hader's Dave or Danny McBride's Rico.
Yeah.
There is an Asian man named Richardson in this movie.
Uh-huh.
The real actor's name's Chester something.
Chester Tan.
Yeah. He's Rod's biggest fan. That dude shows up and I giggle.
Yeah, he's just...
Dumbest thing in the world.
They tell him to get out the pool, and then he just starts dancing.
It is so stupid.
He wants to be on the crew, and to prove that, he gets out the pool to do some kind of weird dance.
Yeah, and it's a like hand behind the head, hand behind the butt, hip thrust joint, which as a little kid, let me not say names. There was a Tyler Bradley would know this. I just said a name. Who cares?
He's been mentioned several times on this podcast. So.
Yeah, so I think we're safe with him. Poor Tyler. There's a dance that someone in his family taught me, and it's that dance. So I grew up my entire life doing that. So when I saw it, I went, oh, they're doing it. It's a real thing. And no, just bad circumstance. That's all.
So when he goes up to jump the pool.
And Andy Samberg did that jump.
Wow. That's commitment. Because
he's
just slowly creeping up this hill, and you're like, there's no way. It's like the most white trash thing on the planet, dude.
Guess what? He doesn't make the jump. He's right in the poo.
No, he just jumps and fizzles out and plops right down there in the pool. And
I also want to make sure to go ahead and tell you, he may have done that stunt. He tried to do as many himself as he could.
Yeah.
He does have a stunt doubles, and they all had to wear prosthetic noses because of how large Andy Samberg's nose was.
Yeah. I'm sure they were always trying to save money on this movie.
Yeah, because it's a $25 million budget.
Yeah.
Go ahead and Terry now made 14.4.
Yeah. I mean, this was, you know, towards that time where these comedies weren't making money anymore.
So it was like Napoleon Dynamite wasn't cool all of a sudden.
I hate Napoleon Dynamite so much.
Well, everyone, it's been a great podcast run. it's got a special place for me. It's not great.
I mean, yes, like, it is quotable, but
it's not a good movie.
It's just a quote machine. There's no rhyme or reason to anything.
Well, hey man, I had something clever and it faded away. So we're not going to worry about it. Rod bums out and destroys that whole thing and gets home and everyone's sad and crying. And he's like, it's okay about the stunt, you know, whatever. And they find out that his father-in-law, Frank, needs a heart transplant. And the health insurance can't cover it.
Yeah. And he, his stepdad keeps calling him a pussy. He's like, I'm going to get you a new heart.
Frank, you can't die without me beating you up.
I'm beating you to death.
I have to gain your respect.
So he's threatening to save him so he can earn the respect of his stepdad, who just beats the shit out of him daily. And he, mind you, through all this, Rod wears a fake mustache.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
It's so dumb.
So beautiful.
So now he's hanging out with his...
You get a good sequence after this, though.
Yeah.
That's the... He leaves Frank and runs into the woods.
Oh, and yeah.
And has a, like, footloose montage.
Ripping a cig and drinking a bottle of whiskey or something.
I just heard that song, I Need a Hero! Dancing the whole time.
And then after that, he slips in the woods. And there's, like, what feels like 20 minutes of him just rolling down a hill, which I'm sure was a stunt man.
It was the best.
And it's so stupid, but it taps into that part of my brain that thinks that's funny.
That's
Monty Python old, kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's old comedy. Like, that was like, all right, I love this one, but two, good job. Like, this is like,
yeah,
old school comedy. But he eventually lands and sees an inspirational billboard and gets an idea to jump 15 school buses to raise the money. And things go downhill about here.
Because doesn't he start doing like separate little small stunts here and there?
He does occasionally. Yeah, he has some other things he has to do where like he sets himself on fire at a party. She's so stupid. But you do meet Denise at this
point. Denise, yeah. She joins the crew and starts helping out with stuff.
It's like parties, corporate stuff. Like, I think it's so stupid. Like, they wrap them in pillows and hit them with a washing machine or from a crane.
Yeah.
And like then you like as an adult, you think about it and you're like, the amount of money it costs to rent that crane.
Yeah.
You didn't make any money.
You're in the red, dude. Like, and doesn't he like try to do a luge on a skateboard down a hill?
Yes. Yes. He tries to jump his, Danny McBride's van as well.
Yeah.
And like plants it. Like, he doesn't do a single stunt in this movie. Nothing works.
And then he explodes out of something. Like in a park where the mayor shows up, I think. Something explodes and he comes flying out.
The AM radio station guy does too. I can't remember who that guy is.
It was, honestly, this movie was so dumb, it was hard to pay attention. I was building that Lego.
It's Chris Parnell.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, his guy. But so from all these events, I forgot his brother's name again, Jorma. He's filming it the whole time in this nerdy little pants, Kevin.
Kevin.
What a dweeb.
Yeah.
And so you go to Rod's house and he hears music. And Kevin's been editing footage to make a trailer or a movie.
To promote the stunt.
It's so awesomely bad.
They think it's awesome. And then they premiere it. At his school? At the high school or something?
I don't know where it happens, but all I know is Daggum Andy Samberg throwing the projection machine out of the window.
Like, yeah.
And into the projectionist car with another... I giggled the whole day.
Yeah, because they show it in front of a bunch of people, and they just get roasted.
Yeah, and they think it's a comedy.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like if you're Tommy Wiseau and you had the room, all of a sudden the people are loving it a lot and laughing at it. You kind of go, it was supposed to be funny.
He even says like he switched up that night at the premiere when everybody started laughing at it. He started leaning into that. which is
real good funny. It was so funny.
He's, in my opinion, he's one of the best like marketers of all time. Like,
no kidding, dude. He's money. I watched clips of him today because I was bored.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a job right now until next week, so I'm just screwing off.
You know.
And I watched Tommy Wiseau clips. I'm losing it. So all the money he saved because he threw the projection machine out the window and destroyed the car. He has to give all the money away. This is so stupid.
It's dumb.
Rod quits the team.
Yeah.
And tries to just be normal.
And he's not normal. Like, this guy is like super
weird. And we missed like the side little bit. Like, Will Arnett filmed this for 2 days. He had 2 days he showed up. So he's barely in it.
That's all you need.
So you've got a bad boyfriend that Andy's jealous of, or Rod's jealous of.
When does he find out that his dad wasn't a stuntman?
I think there. I think his mom tells him then.
When he goes home, like, he goes home after the thing and he's sad and laying in bed. He's like, "What would Dad think of me?" And she's like, "Well, we took that picture when Evel Knievel came through town, and your dad wanted a picture with
him." Dude, I got Ricky Bobby in this movie confused at this moment. And I thought that Ricky Bobby's dad was going to show up. I can't remember who that actor's name is. He's a good actor, too.
Yeah, he's the guy from Office Space.
Yeah. I thought he was going to show up all of a sudden. I'm like, oh, that's the wrong movie.
Yeah, no. It's a different movie.
But so Kevin at this point has put this online. And people are watching it like crazy. It's so stupid. And the local AM radio station is pumped about it. And so the big jump now is a big deal. We're going to actually do it.
Yeah.
So they get the team back together. I feel terrible. I'm skipping over. Like, Bill Hader's hilarious in this movie. He has so many stupid one-liners.
Oh, Bill Hader
is money. But, dude, Bill Hader said, "The guy that I base this off of is a real person."
I believe it.
And most of the lines he says are things that guy has said. And I'm like, yeah, Bill Hader's great, dude. He just has a bunch of weirdos and remembers them.
Because he does look like a weirdo and probably was a weirdo in a former life.
I would definitely say it. I would definitely think that dude is. But he's rad and he's great. Anytime him or Danny McBride talk in this movie, it's perfect.
What he did with Barry, that show... Gosh,
I was not ready. I knew nothing about it, and I watched the first three episodes, and I just kind of sat there and went, "This is insane."
Yeah, I just turned it on one day because I was like, "Oh, Bill Hader's got a new show on HBO. Let's check this out." I got sucked in.
Yeah, it was amazing. And the other thing in this movie that does. Will Arnett, sorry, I have it. I'm staring at my notes and I keep circling it.
Yeah.
He keeps calling Rod Super Dave.
Super Dave.
Which is a reference to Bob Einstein's Super Dave, which if you haven't seen it, no one else has.
Yeah.
It's the greatest, dumbest comedy. I love Bob Einstein. I mean, he's dead now. So it's like, it sucks, but it's fantastic. It's late night.
Gotcha.
Perfection. So. Rod's now pumped up and gets the crew back together. Danny McBride and Bill soup up this crappy motorcycle for him. They're pumped up about it. He gets a new suit. And they have all this stuff set up. Like, it's the dumbest thing ever. Denise, there's 200 people there. Mm. Everyone's pumped up to watch him do a big A stunt. Woo! Gets his kiss from Denise, his love. She's left Will Arnett. Julie,
that's hilarious. Like, she leaves him in the middle of the street. He's like, "No, babe, no.
Freaking Will Arnett, dude.
It's so stupid.
No, babe. But to now not all like, I can see is Lego Batman doing it. That's
like,
it.
Like I said, this movie was stupid, but there's hilarious parts in it.
And everybody was 100%. Mm-hmm. Nobody dragged. It was like, y'all are all working this.
And also, the other hilarious part, the AM radio station has exclusive broadcast rights to this thing.
Ah, that's ridiculous. Not dude's tattoo. Pulls up his arm and he goes, see my tattoo? It's a man that has had sex the night before and his penis is clogged up from some stuff he didn't remove. So he's gotten pee going in two directions, one to FM and one to the TV. AM for life.
Oh my God. God.
And I guess we skipped over one of the dumb little things this whole thing does is Rod channels spirit animals before he does hunts. So he goes, channels all of them, hits that daggum ramp. Dude, he's flying. He's
flying,
got it.
Dude.
And you get, I mean, like that whole scene to me, I died too of the, he does a thumbs up. He's loving it. And everyone's shaking their head saying no. And you look and Rod's not on the motorcycle anymore. The motorcycle lands and blows up. I can't remember what it blows up. It does a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Rod lands like pretty much is dead, which his stuntman broke his leg in that scene.
Oh.
Yeah, the real guy broke his leg.
Dang.
Like it was legit, like woo. But you everyone's worried about Rod. He has an out of body unconscious experience of a throwback comment to what a taco and hot dog.
Yes. I don't know.
Just a lot that they get in a fight. It's just more crazy, stupid humor.
Yeah.
And he finally wakes up and realizes that they've made $50,000 for this heart surgery.
Conveniently priced
so much
heart
more
surgery.
Than $50,000. Even in 2007. So we get a 6-month flash forward.
Yeah.
Rod now has the like crustiest mustache in the world. I'm not going to make you edit this for what I call that actually in real life. And then you get a fight scene in the basement with Frank.
Again, with Frank. And he finally
ninja stars.
Punches the shit, but he finally punches the shit out of Frank.
Legitimately.
Yeah.
He does the poop punch.
Yeah.
And movie ends. This was a movie. This was a movie.
It was a movie. The Lonely Island boys have since gone on to make better movies.
Yeah.
And better stuff.
I think this was their first one.
It was. It was.
Yeah. And it shows. But
because all three of them had only been on Saturday Night Live for a couple years at this point.
Yeah, and I love they made this movie and finished it in enough time to come back for the next season.
Absolutely. That's like, what you did.
How long this took. Like, okay.
That's what you did back in the day on Saturday Night Live. You did a whole season, and then you went off and did a movie real quick. Yeah. God.
I mean, I'd give it a 5.2. I could go higher.
I'll give it a 4 because it made me laugh at certain points.
Yeah, the parts where it really made you laugh, it really made me laugh.
I don't know if I could watch it again, but it's...
Yeah, probably not. It's going to be... Well, I accidentally bought it instead of rented it, so that's unfortunate. But, no. Okay. Yeah, short movie, too. But
yeah.
What I do want to say is, before we get into what you're watching... We've already talked about James Bond,
mm-hmm.
and I know we talked about it briefly. I think we did last week. We both watched freaking Roadhouse.
Yeah, the new Roadhouse.
I've been listening to a podcast of the old one.
Mm-hmm.
I might rewatch the new one again. I don't know why, but...
Ironically, I rewatched it with some friends Tuesday night.
Does it get worse or is it like it's the same thing?
No, it's a pretty solid movie to me.
Yeah, I think it's missing a lot of the Patrick Swayze-ness.
Yeah, but
and
like,
there's not a dude banging up a chick with his, you know, underwear and all that weird stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of
weird
stuff.
A lot of weird 80s stuff that doesn't show up. Like, oh, this is hilarious.
This movie makes a lot more sense and is a lot more logical and actually gives Dalton a story instead of him being just the perfect guy. He has flaws. And there's a reason why he's not a... Yeah, there's I won't spoil it for anybody, but there's a reason why he's not a UFC fighter anymore, and that slowly gets mentioned. And
it's because he put a bet on himself.
No.
All right. Well, I watched the wrong movie.
Yeah.
The other thing I know about X-Men 97.
Mm-hmm.
We're
four deep.
I haven't watched today's episode. So that in mind, how are you feeling? Good? Still don't think I love the art style.
No, but after comparing it with the old footage, the old stuff, it is a lot smoother. They added more frames to everything. And so the movement is a lot better.
Yeah, it's definitely way better.
Because you watch that, I mean, your nostalgia brain remembers that old one, but you go back and watch it and it's like...
Which, I mean, I think about it, I used to watch it on VHS. So I had artifacts, I had craziness too. So that was part of it to me. I didn't care. I was like, yeah, great. But they got, is it 8 episode run?
10, 11, maybe.
Okay. Well, they've maybe already 12. Done, they've already approved season 3 of it. So we're going to be around.
Yeah, keep it going.
And then to fuel the fire with that, Preston, have you heard the rumors that Kathleen Kennedy is going to be the CEO of Disney?
I have not.
After apparently the succession plan, once Bob Iger departs, whenever she will be the new CEO.
I don't believe that.
I don't want it to happen.
I don't care either way, but I don't believe
that. We're starting to fight. No, we're starting to protest. This is the new... point of this podcast.
Because the board, like, there's, you know, with stuff like that, there's board members and shareholders, and
yeah, and they're about to be BORED members,
and all these approvals have to be made, and she doesn't know how to run a company.
No,
she knows how to be a producer. That's the thing. Like, that's just,
I don't think she does anymore.
That stuff sounds like something somebody came up with just to get people mad.
It was me. I'm working on it, working hard.
Yeah,
I'm spinning. I'm the spin, Dr. Preston.
Do you you need a job, huh?
Yeah, to keep Monday's from spinning. Gonna be good. Monday will be good. Preston, what you been watching? Let's go with you for once. Oh, wait, time out. Is that a new Blade Runner in the background? Indiana Jones?
No, I've had those up for a while. They're like,
oh, I suck.
They're old magazines that my old boss, when he was moving out to Oregon, he gave me like those collector magazines from back in the day. Of
those are rad. I think I've always been stuck at looking at Slave One, didn't care. So
yeah,
or Boba Fett. Sorry, not Slave One.
I've been watching Invincible.
I need to finish the season.
The series Invincible, not the Vince Papale Eagles Invincible.
The pretty dope comic series. Yeah, it's so good. Where are you at?
I'm up to date. The new episode came out today. I hadn't seen it yet.
Okay. I've watched 2 episodes of season 3, and that's it. Or season 2, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Season 2 part B, I guess, came out recently.
Okay.
I need to catch up. I need to watch Shogun too. Those two are both.
I've lost a couple weeks, so I need to catch up with that. And I caught up with The Bad Batch last night. I hadn't watched like in a couple weeks, so I caught up with that.
I got yesterday. A lot of that to watch. It's going to be a while.
That's really good.
Contemplating going to the movies tomorrow by myself.
Go for it.
And I'm either going to go see Dune, Henry Cavill's new movie.
Oh, that's not out yet.
It's not? Okay, good. Take that off the plate. I'm probably going to go see Dune if I do it, because Logan doesn't care about it, and I do want to see it in the theaters.
Yeah, you should see that.
But I'm also a terrible grump where I'm like, man, I don't know if I have that much time to spend tomorrow. So that's like 3 hours still, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Just under.
I don't know. I could probably do it. It's not like I got nothing else to do, so.
I'm tempted, with my time off next week, I'm tempted to see Monkey Man.
Oh, God, it's going to be good. It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
It is going to be great. I wanted that to come out. Wait, did it come out today?
Comes out tomorrow.
I might go see that, actually.
Yeah, if you don't want to burn a bunch of time, I would go see that.
Yeah, I might actually have to go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all on board with that. That'll help clean the palate. I've been watching a Bravo TV show called Below Deck. It's so stupid.
I thought that was on Paramount Plus.
It is. It's on Paramount, but the TV, where it goes on TV, is Bravo.
The Star Trek cartoon, right?
Oh, no. Oh. Not Preston. No, this is a like reality TV show kind of thing. On a yacht.
The Star Trek thing is Lower Decks. That's what that Lower is. Deck. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is straight garbage. This is like drunk mom
Home
Alone walking stuff. Yeah. So I'm a little disappointed myself, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I started The Gentleman. On Netflix.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. I don't know. I think I'm three episodes in.
Yeah.
Ah, man, it makes me so happy.
I love British slang. I have no clue what it is and what they're talking about, but I love it.
Yeah, you gaffer.
Sure.
And it makes, like, it's my Guy Ritchie itch.
Yeah.
Like, all of his movies lately, I'm like, this doesn't do it. No, this does it. And I am in.
The Gentleman movie will do the same thing for you.
Oh, it's so good, dude.
Yeah.
Charlie Hunnam. Thank you.
Charlie Hunnam is my favorite part of that movie.
His character is perfection. There's a scene where they have to get a cell phone from a little kid. It is so good.
Naughty boys.
You naughty boys. Golly, I'm going to have to watch that movie again.
Yeah.
Snatch, it's hard for me. I think Snatch might be my favorite movie. It's way up there.
We've talked about it several times. I still don't think I've seen that yet.
We got to do it. Same thing with Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Mm.
It's if you like British slang, it's The Gentleman times 12.
Okay.
Because it's like Guy Ritchie's just a music video director at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he launches those two movies and it is on steroids. Just like, what are they saying? I don't care. It's hypnotic. I got to know more. And they even make fun of like Brad Pitt and Snatch. He's in it.
Yeah.
And he plays a gypsy.
I've heard he's really got a really good accent in that movie.
It's bizarre. It is really bizarre. But yeah. So next week, Rebel Moon.
We said we'd never do Zack Snyder again, but you know what?
Back in again.
Gotta hit that SEO when that new movie comes out.
Yeah. You better. Everyone should make your friends listen to it because I don't think I'm ready for another Snyder flick. Yeah. And I'm not ever gonna watch the Snyder edition of anything else ever again.
This. Just a little preview of how I feel about it. I wanted it to be good. I was rooting for Snyder. Like, I'm one of those people. I'm not like, you know, these crazy Snyderverse people. But I'm like, he had an idea with Batman and Superman and stuff. And I think he's wrong about it. But
He had one.
Yeah. He went out there and did his thing. And Army of the Dead, that was on Netflix. Love that.
Oh, it was so good.
So, like, loved when it. This was coming, I was like, absolutely. Give me more unhinged Snyder.
I mean, this is his Star Wars script,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it's unhinged Snyder in the wrong direction. I'll say that.
So, a little more Sucker Punch?
Kinda, yeah. I don't mind that movie.
I don't either.
But this is not like the rest of... It's not good Snyder. You're not getting the best unhinged Snyder. You're getting the.
I think it had too much hype.
Yeah.
That's what. But like when I saw how excited people were, I went.
And then he has to go on Joe Rogan and lie and say that more people saw it than saw Barbie. I was like, let's calm down, my guy.
What are you, the bots on Netflix?
Sure. Yeah, I was like, how? What? It's also, how long does Netflix count as like a view? because YouTube counts a minute. If you sat there for a minute, it counts as a view.
6 minutes. Six minutes becomes a view on Netflix.
So I'm sure you had a lot of that where people turned it on and then immediately turned it off. But
that's all Snyder was doing for like 5 months. I mean, 5 months. 5 days after it came out, just my new account, 5 minutes, my new account.
And also, did Netflix give you the correct data and everything? But anyway, that's for next week. If you have a suggestion for a movie we should do, you can send that to secondtakemoviespod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram and send us weird stuff and comment and like and subscribe in all the places like YouTube and Spotify and all that.
Yeah, send us a picture of your dog's toes.
Please don't. That's it for this week, Jake. You got anything else?
You know what? This week I don't. Everyone, don't wipe. Don't do it. Get crusty.
You should wipe.
That's disgusting. Just crap your pants anyway. Yeah. Who cares?
So we'll see you next week with Rebel Moon Part 1.